Yo, this is episode 2. Welcome to episode 2 of the podcast. I got some guests with me right now. I got my homies, you feel me? I'm going to Albany State right now, you feel me? I got my homies, I got my nigga Nodge right here.
Yo, what's good?
Yeah, I got my homie Ashley right here.
What's popping?
And I got my homegirl, Misha.
What it do?
Yeah, you feel me? Goddamn. It's just, you know, episode 2 of the podcast. We welcome y'all niggas. We on call it motherfucker right here, Max and Friends. You feel me?
We just about to. 23.
I ain't ASU 23. I'm going for 2 motherfucking years because I ain't passed fucking Spanish high school. Because that motherfucker failed my ass. And that's real shit.
Hey, this your boy Los Olin. Try season coming out. You know what I'm saying? August.
I ain't gonna see my years, gang. That's okay.
Watch out. Oh, yeah, that's a new hit, nigga.
No cap. New hit coming. You already know we going crazy.
Yeah, man. You know, we did a fucking little R&B little shit. Know what I mean? But yeah, it's like, yeah, shit really been regular today. Niggas been turning up. Niggas been living out a lot. Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you don't like it, it's fuck you.
Yeah, nigga, fuck you, nigga. Like they said, nigga. All the motherfucking way. But yeah, we got my homie Ashley. Man, let me tell you, this motherfucker right here, dude. So we got damn, I got my hat on my head and shit. We playing cards. This motherfucker smacked my hat off my damn head. And she's sitting here drinking Sunkist like shit sweet. And I forgot about what the fuck we're on.
Nah, let's talk about how you left your phone in the rain.
Yeah, let me tell you, my.
Yeah, what?
My nigga Dirk free, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Free my nigga Lil Durk, bro, on God.
Number one spot, bitch, right here.
Yeah!
Nah, let me stop. But yeah, man, let me tell y'all about today, man. My phone been through hell and fucking back. And my headphones. My fucking headphones and shit.
Yeah!
These motherfuckers, this is tune I be singing in school. I be like, yeah. I be singing that shit around school and shit. Now these motherfuckers be repeating the motherfucker. But nah, let me get back to this phone and headphone situation. So I'm going to, Ashley, you was explaining this shit better than
I. All right, so we caught ourselves trying to go in the street center. What are we doing? You just need breakfast, right? No, it's breakfast. We was eating dinner. And it had started raining, so did we dare you to go out there? You just wanted to do it.
He just wanted to go.
I did for
Lil Saint. Yeah, he just went down and I guess Lil Saint, what are we talking about? He had went in the rain. It's pouring down. And I guess he caught himself dancing or whatever. He dropped his phone.
For real.
And so like after he dropped his phone. He had kind of in the building. And me and Misha yelling, your phone!
He started walking up
the stairs. He started running up the stairs like, nigga, your phone is in the fucking rain. Then he dropped like 5 times. I thought that, like, that shit really been through hell.
Nah, for real. You know it's the crazy. Oh. Ooh. Nigga. I almost tripped just fucking now. When I say that motherfucking. When that motherfucking Hennessy kick in, no, I'm just playing, I don't drink. But I did almost bust my ass. Niggas choking and laughing and shit. But no, I ain't gonna count, I'm gonna bust my ass just now. I'm a real nigga, I did.
Hey.
Oh yeah, hold on.
Hey, for the ladies, I got something for y'all. Trial season.
Oh yeah, that trial
Stay
season.
Stay tuned.
August 17th.
That's what I'm saying.
What's up?
Chill out!
Yeah, I eat pussy like this cake. That's okay. I didn't want you on my face. Yeah.
But yeah, that's the song that's coming. She was just singing it. If you were listening, that's the shit that's coming out. August 17th. I'm on that bitch. Cop that. My nigga Mello. It's a dude named Mello Kid from Cleveland, Ohio. He got an album coming out. He threw me on that motherfucker. So yeah, all the vibes in that motherfucker. But yeah, man. Let me tell you why my nigga Ashley right here is a real nigga. Because my headphones in the same two, my phone and my headphones in one fucking day. My headphones fell out my fucking pocket. I came in the building. I was like, yo, where the fuck is my headphones and shit at? I'm like, oh shit. Let me go back. It's a student center and shit, but they lock it at a certain time.
It's like 5 minutes away from our building.
It is, bro. I mean, I'm like, hey. I'm like, what the fuck?
In mine, you had to walk.
For real, what?
You had to walk.
Exactly. I had to walk. I walked all the way there, the door locked. I'm like, oh, my fucking headphones locked in that bitch. Them janitors probably took my shit.
Tell me why you started running, fool. Why you started running?
No, I started running because my phone... We gonna get back to that, but my headphones and shit. Let me tell you what happened. My fucking headphones. My fucking headphones happened to fucking be laying outside. Cause I went all the way to the fucking student center and the door was locked. I'm like, I'm gonna get my shit tomorrow. I'm gonna just get some new ones. These niggas find my shit outside in front of the fucking hall that we reside in. And they was like, here go your headphone. I was like, actually, you the realest motherfucker I ever motherfucking met. That's real shit because, like, bro, I've been through fucking hell and back. Today was a long-ass day. We was gonna play Manhunt, but I feel like the campus too motherfucking big for that
it
shit.
It was too lit. It was lit outside, too.
It really was, like.
It is, bro. Especially.
Like, bro, like, niggas don't know how to act. Niggas don't know how to talk to each other. Like, real talk. Like, shit foul. It's crazy.
Nigga, especially nigga, the motherfucking hall we reside on. Me and my nigga Nigel right here, Loso Lean, we reside on the fucking hall 6, room 115. That hall, it's a bunch of shit. And we got a bunch of motherfuckers moving in tomorrow. From fucking the high school.
Today,
technically, it's 2 a.m. You know, we does this shit. It's 2 a.m., nigga. We are recording. For real, we does this shit. We recording this shit at 2 a.m., know what I mean? But I don't give a fuck. This episode, too. But yeah. But yeah, my hall that I stay on, it's hella drama, and it's gonna be probably hella more, hopefully not.
And then, like,
hopefully not. July like, should almost be better.
It should, for real.
You said what?
July should be better.
It should be, though, for real. But yeah, man, my hall, it's a bunch of new niggas coming in tomorrow. So we gotta be professional. We can't have
some more
hoes coming in this
pretty little lady. No.
But no, it is some more hoes coming in this bitch. But yeah.
Hey, don't mind me. I'm not a singer. I'm a rapper. Dick.
But nah, it's fucking hella females and shit coming. I know. But yeah, we are. But yeah, it's hopefully there won't be no more drama when these motherfuckers come.
Yeah, we said
some more rumors.
But all bullshit aside, like, college teach you a lot, bro.
For real?
I ain't learned so much in the last 4 weeks.
I did. I ain't even gonna cap. Like, I learned. Like, niggas told me, I'm gonna be 100. Niggas told me. Like, my circle got to stay small, bro. My fucking circle is too big. I know every fucking body.
Look, this how crazy this shit is, fool. I'm accomplished. I did an essay today.
Facts.
On some mind-blowing shit.
And I don't do that type of shit.
I'm used to staying in my room. Like, even. I don't give a fuck.
That nigga be with a kill wilding out. Hey, that nigga gonna be in the room shit.
2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, you got some snacks? You got a water bottle?
Facts, like there be times when niggas be down and out. Niggas be needing shit. So everybody in the motherfucking school be going to each other shit. Like, nigga, what's up? So you got nothing? Yeah, nigga, I got it. But see me, I got my food stamp card. And I don't give a fuck. Yes, it's a food stamp card. Fuck you. Suck my dick. It's a food stamp card. I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going tomorrow. To the motherfucking store, and I'm copping all my shit.
Where you going to?
The corner store that's right here. The motherfucking, what you call that shit? The
gas station?
No, what's the gas station called? Petro. I'm going to Petro and cop me some oodles and noodles. And got there ravioli. All that good shit. All my snacks. And Nigel ain't getting nothing. I'm just playing. I'm
no
fucking
chips.
With you, bro. I'm just fucking with you. But now you know I'm going to share this shit.
Ravioli?
But I'm going to fucking distribute, but I'm saying when I'm lowered.
If you go to that bit, bro, give me some chips, bro. That's all I need,
bro. Bro, I don't know about all that. We're gonna have to think about that. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. But nah, for real. But yeah, and when niggas be down and out, like me, I'm down now right now, but nigga ain't poor. Nigga ain't starving. Like, nigga, we got a whole calf. We be grubbing in that bitch.
Hey, I'm trying 3 times
them, baby. You come to college, you ain't got no food, that's gonna come in handy.
Yeah, y'all freshmen, any motherfucking freshmen and shit that's listening to this, I know a bunch of young motherfuckers I got on Instagram, and I know y'all gonna be the first motherfuckers listening. Y'all come to college, you run out of shit, don't worry. Too much, it's a calf. It depends on how much your meal plan is. If you decide to be a stupid ass and pick a little ass meal plan for cheap, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Hungry as hell.
Yeah, you're fucked.
So
you're gonna
cheap.
Yeah, do not be cheap.
Take the loans out. It's a fuck up.
Yeah, you pretty much goddamn. Yeah, you fucked. If you don't pick the fucking unlimited meal plan. Like, do better than I did. Because I picked the fucking hundred something.
I did
swipe
110. I think I got like 89.
Yeah, I did the 110 and shit, but it should last me for the summer. But I feel like
summer.
I feel like for the to me to be on the safe side, I feel like I should have fucking goddamn. I should have picked the unlimited. All of my fucking like damn. All of my business and shit.
What is you doing?
You a fucking idiot. Y'all a fucking idiot. We ain't even fucking tell y'all. We ain't even fucking tell y'all what the fuck happened. But nah, but like I said, yeah, y'all freshmen, y'all know what the fuck it is. Oh yeah, I want to ask every last one of y'all, Misha, Nadru, how y'all feel about these new movies and shit that come out? Like Chucky and goddamn Toy Story and shit.
Hey, it too really gonna be like really a movie I'm really interested in. Cause the preview, oh my god, I seen this.
Yo, you know what's the craziest shit, son? I fucking forgot that. What? That shit is gonna be crazy. Yo, I forgot that fucking Oh yeah, no, it's 22 years. No, it's 27 years later. You know, it is 27 years later. So all the characters I was in the first it and shit, they older.
They older, but this type shit. It's two. It's really two of them now.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's too.
And if I forgot to mention the episode one, it was coming out in motherfucking September. Yo, yeah, I'ma definitely go and see that. I'ma definitely go and see that motherfucker.
Yeah.
When that shit come out. But yo, it's a all right. Listen, I don't got nothing against.
What's out now?
Ma is out now. I know Ma is out now. Lion King finna come out next year. I know y'all probably don't give a fuck now, but I'ma care that hard. That's what I'm looking forward to that shit. Coming out, but
like,
so much, like, I feel like the only shit like is Ma coming out. I don't think nothing else is out.
Hey, hey, I got a mixtape, a tribe season called Double Cup. Get that?
Oh yeah,
July.
Yeah, y'all be on the lookout for my nigga mixtape Double Cup. My nigga Los Only.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Chat Town born, but he represent that Riverdale Southside. If you from Atlanta, you already know what the fuck going on, man.
Yeah.
But it's still half and half, you know, half Tennessee, half Atlanta type shit.
No.
And that girl actually representing goddamn Montgomery.
West side, best side.
From Montgomery, Alabama. Sweet home, Alabama.
Yeah.
My cat drowned in Louisiana. No, I'm just playing. But nah, yeah, all the movies and shit coming out. Wow. Oh, yeah, I got a question for all y'all, too. Fucking. Another motherfucking question. Like, all right, so I don't know if y'all heard, but Toy Story Woody supposed to be. Listen, I don't got nothing against gay people. I'm just weird to me.
I didn't know that he was gay.
Woody is gonna be bisexual, I heard, in the fucking Toy Story. I feel like they should stop. The next one, the new one that's coming out.
Four.
He's supposed to be bisexual in that shit. I feel like.
Hey, I ain't seen two or three.
I feel like they. Y'all already know how I feel about shit. Y'all pushing that shit way too hard on it. Let kids be kids, bro. They don't gotta know about this homo shit right now. Like, they gonna learn it along the way, bro. Y'all don't gotta fucking put, like, that's none of their business right now. Know about fucking bisexual people. Yeah. Y'all gotta stop, bro. I don't got nothing against gay people, like, you feel me? I don't discriminate, but. Yeah, don't mess up the mind of these kids. Don't force the shit on them, bro. If them niggas gonna grow up and like they like by their experiences and they fucking whole life that they living. So, yeah, it's just that. But yeah, that's a fucking topic I really need to. I'm really gonna talk. Like these niggas, they like even with Arthur. I'm sure y'all heard about Arthur when that teacher when they third grade. Nigga Arthur been in third grade for fucking years.
That's crazy.
That nigga been in third grade since fucking I was growing up. But we ain't gonna speak on that. Fuck all that. Why the fuck is his third grade teacher homosexual and at a gay wedding? Why are y'all pushing that shit on us, bro? Y'all can't be doing that shit, bro. That shit is not cool. But guess y'all might know I ain't tripping. I ain't the creators. I can't fucking smack the creators over the head.
Y'all ready
the fuck
for Drake's new album?
Who? Wait, Drake? Whoa. I ain't even know this shit.
New album coming out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Toronto Raptors. Win the finals. Even though I'm a Warriors
fan. Yeah, I was going for God. I'm not a Warriors fan. I'm not a basketball fan. But I wanted the Warriors to win because my twin is on that bitch, Steph Curry. But yeah, I wanted everybody. Like, I wanted them to win that shit. Like, that shit kind of whack that they lost. But it's whatever. Get y'all money though. I ain't tripping. Go fix bikes or something. Goddamn.
Shout out to the real
seat. And this, we got a big ass motherfucking. It's a girl in here. You know Ashley. She a big ass fan of Goddamn. What's that song? That twerk song you listen to, I don't know if it's City Girls, some shit.
What twerk song?
It's a fucking song you always listen to. Fucking.
I ain't gonna lie.
Is that that real ass bitch give a fuck about it? Yeah.
Bitch, fucking bad, whole mindset, kill.
Hey, any City Girl,
I'm
gonna hit me a line.
Bang the line, fam, old. Nigga single type shit. I'm trying to see what y'all females up to, you feel me?
Goddamn. I can buy you a Birkin bag.
Alright. I'll buy you some.
You said he bought Michelin, but ain't got
girl, you buy, I'll get you some flowers and some dry cereal, girl. Goddamn, come on. No milk. Nah, I'm just playing, but nah. All City Girls, y'all holla at me. Nah, not fuck City Girls, nigga. Worldwide, international, holla at a nigga, you feel me? If y'all listening.
International
hoes. She right. Let me correct myself. International females. Y'all get at me. Young, beautiful black women.
No, why you gotta be black? Why can't be in
the. Because our black woman is fucking powerful.
I didn't say it was. Wow.
And they the best out of every fucking body. That's why I mentioned what the fuck I mentioned. The fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying be funny because I'm black my motherfucking self.
Hey, love our sisters.
For real. Ooh. Let me tell y'all know, episode one, y'all heard me. Love our black girls, bro.
Please.
Cause that shit, y'all niggas dating these white girls, bro.
Black girls.
Ain't no wrong with that white girls.
Look, not saying it is, but I'm saying
that?
Don't.
I'm not racist. I love all.
No, I love all females, but I'm saying don't be shitting on black. Be like, oh y'all black girls ain't shit. Black niggas do it. Niggas be like, oh fuck all y'all black girls. I'm fucking white. No, y'all can't do that shit, bro. Fuck with our black girls, bro. Melanin, bro. For real. But hey, if you like what you like, I ain't gonna force a nigga. You feel me? I ain't gonna. Bang a nigga over the head, but me, I'm strictly black girls over here. But yeah, that is what it is. But yeah, man, y'all know, y'all heard me. I touched on that shit last topic. Oh yeah, who the fuck? Oh yeah, true. We got damn, we been fucking racing this shit. It's this nigga, here he go here named Khalil. This nigga in the military, I thought I was gonna beat this nigga ass when I raced him.
Oh, he got my ass.
Yeah, man. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking racing this nigga. This nigga fast as fuck. Y'all, if y'all ever seen Get Out. Bro, if y'all fucking watched Get Out before. Y'all know that nigga who was running fast as hell and he turned. That shit, that nigga run just like that. I thought, he was like, man, bro, you a race, bro? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I was running fast as hell. I was beating this nigga at first.
Yeah.
That nigga goddamn came back. That nigga running fast as hell, boy. I'm like, oh, hell nah. He beat my ass. But yo, we had some fucking wings today. Oh, I gotta stop. I'm sitting here, y'all. I put a motherfucking empty Sunkist bottle in the fucking box when I was supposed to throw in the trash can. That marijuana, it has to stop. I have to stop using it. Hey, because that's what's really.
All marijuana smokers.
And listen, all my family, I'm older now, deal with it. I'll smoke weed. Be mad. I know I got fucking uncles and shit listening, yes.
When are we gonna legalize weed?
Please. When, bro? Because my fucking.
We're gonna legalize it tomorrow. We're gonna legalize it tomorrow.
No, Georgia, they playing the fucking games. Like, why y'all not legalize? Y'all keep talking about it, but it's not happening. And these niggas be tripping off weed at this fucking college. Y'all know it's college. Y'all know niggas smoke weed. Y'all know niggas drink. What the fuck? Like, why? Like, my school be tripping. Like,
hey, you ain't
Georgia, lit. They still be tripping if you, like, but they talk about legalizing weed all the time.
Hey, you ain't lit if you get crossfaded.
See, I don't drink and shit. I don't know about crossfaded shit, but I love being high as a motherfucking kite. You don't like it? Fuck you. And it is what it is, folks. But yeah, back to these hot ass wings we had. So we ordered motherfucking crystals and shit.
What? Don't
even play
that shit.
But yeah, we in motherfucking crystals and shit. We got some wings and shit for, you know, my homegirl. Actually, she got some wings and shit for everybody. She a real nigga. Bro, we got damn eating these wings. Them shits was hot as I don't know fucking what, yo.
Hot wings hit every time. You already know that though. Like,
nah, dead ass.
How we need the ranch, man. And the fries, you straight.
For
you
real. Straight. We had some hot ass wings. I felt like, bro, I'm like, the next time I take a shit, my asshole is gonna be on fucking fire.
They do work. They do hit.
For real. Who the fuck?
Crispy had your ass on the toilet.
You said Crystal? See, I don't eat Crystals and shit. That shit remind me of White Castle. They fucking burgers all square and shit and dry. I don't want to eat that bullshit.
Yeah,
they wings was fucking hitting me. That shit was too hot, bro. I had salt because I got acid reflux. My heartburn was fucking ridiculous. It's fucking crazy, bro. My heart was burning like a motherfucker, boy. God damn. I know. No, let me tell you, we playing hide and seek in the dark and shit. You know, we be getting lit. I actually not put you on the spot. I got love for you and shit, but I got to. So we fucking play a hide and seek in the dark and shit. But you know, Ashley, she don't give a fuck. She don't give a fuck. She gonna fart, goddamn.
You need gas medicine. That's what you need, Ashley.
Because we playing hide and seek in the dark and shit. Misha, and the other dude, Khalil, I was just talking about. We playing hide and seek in the dark and shit. I can't find nobody. I'm like, where the fuck is everybody at? It's pitch fucking black. I cannot find anybody. So I go out in the fucking thing. I'm like, all right. I'm looking for everybody. This girl, fuck, cause I came out, I started singing my little line and shit.
What are you saying?
Yeah. But I started singing that shit. So I went out, when I sung it, her ass fucking started laughing. And then her ass farted. Her ass said, nah. And that's how I found her. When I say, this motherfucker right here will fart, boy.
Yay.
She don't give a fuck. She'll be like, boy, I just farted. I'm about to fart. I ain't gonna cap, but I've been in her room. I let it down. And this motherfucker
the
like.
Hell you did. The other day, slap eggs. So I fell slap eggs.
Yo, I let it down in this bitch. In this motherfucker room, boy.
I ain't gonna lie, it really be that calf, though,
Nah, that calf never had me gas. That shit put a nigga to sleep.
It do, but I'm saying, it just sneak up on you.
Like, for real, that shit put a nigga to sleep, boy. That shit had my ass dizzy one day. I'm like, damn. I'm all fucking nauseous and shit. This food is fucking crazy. And they got so much dessert. But I got one. Of course, y'all know who the fuck, unsanitary the fuck, over here, burping and shit on the motherfucking shit. Goddamn, Ashley, yeah. But yeah, we got them. But yeah, the calf, the only shit I got with the calf, they serve good food and shit. Like, they got their soul food and shit.
I want that shit fresh every time.
Right, fresh every time. But it's not only that. That too, but.
Couldn't be hard here.
Yeah, the cookies be hard. They serve.
Hey, but I ain't.
They had some soft cookies in that motherfucker too.
Thank
man.
You.
But
yeah, my only issue with the calf, they ice cream. I never eat that ice cream because the spoon, the scoop, always sits in some dirty ass water.
Yeah.
Actually, no, because you seen the shit with your own eye. The shit sits in, like, water and it, like, soak. But it's, like, ice cream from other previous dippings that I don't...
And it be sitting that same water all fucking day.
Fuck all day, nigga. All fucking month that shit been sitting the same fuck... All fucking month that shit been sitting the same water. That shit is nasty as fuck.
How you know?
Cause I seen the shit. Look, it got the same stains and scrapes on it.
You go
I look in that motherfucker. I'll be attempting to get the spoon, but when I see the water it sits in, I'll be like, oh no, oh fucking no, that shit is so fucking disgusting,
bro.
The ice cream is. If you ever look at the scoop,
the scoopers.
Yeah, they sit in like dirty ass water, bro. That shit is nasty. Like I guess they sit in there to soak, but it's like ice cream that other niggas scooped and all that shit.
That's an ABC plate, goddamn.
Yeah, ABC, nigga, we black. But, bro, I ain't gonna cap. It's an East and a West camp. The West fucking campus is
don't
fucking...
Don't even know I'm going in.
Hey, I'm telling you, when fall come, go to the West to go eat. I'm telling you, all the smackables on that side, you gonna be straight.
Yo, I never even knew there was a motherfucking calf over there, bro. Like, for real. I didn't. I
that
swear to God.
Like, every day?
I didn't know. So is the calf the shit that we always walk into by the pool tables and shit?
Yes.
That don't look like the calf that's over here. That shit must be different from this one. Well, yeah.
The West Camp is
But yeah, let me tell y'all something about West Campus and East Campus. I don't like this shit. Like, this shit is one campus, but East Campus and West Campus is like 30 fucking minutes from each other.
It's like the hood for the album.
The East Campus is the hood. Like, I'm just like, all y'all motherfuckers that's coming here know. This shit the hood.
No, matter of fact, don't come here.
Yeah, Albany is fucked up, period. Ratchet is fucked.
Ghetto as hell.
Ghetto as hell.
Bootleg as hell.
Yeah, that's for real.
My damn light came out off my damn ceiling. The hell?
Right, I think Nausea, that shit happened.
I ain't even got no light on my... I ain't even got no light in my room. I got just light bulbs.
I ain't even got that.
It's just straight light. Yeah.
I'm like in the bathroom area.
The bathroom area? Yeah, I got the one of them.
Yeah, like the one in my thing going off of, but the light's still there.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, the East Campus and West Campus like fucking so far, bro, from each other, bro. But they house me on West Campus in the fall. It's gonna be so peaceful. That's where all the white folks at, all the mixed people and shit. Ain't no ratchet people. Not disrespecting the grade of my people, but you know, us black people, we ratchet as fuck. We don't give a fuck. Shit goes down everywhere we live at. It's fucked up, but it's reality. But yeah, West Campus is gonna be. Yeah, please.
Shout out my nigga Young Gunner, man, for making the XL freshman. That's one of my. I look up to one of my favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying, Gunner. Support, blessings. Shout out to you, young goat. You know what I'm saying, my nigga.
All right, my nigga. That's it. No, I'm just fucking with you, but nah. But yeah, West Camp is way more peaceful than East. Oh yeah, let me tell y'all. It's all right. So we got a fucking shit in this school with frogs. I don't know what the fuck.
Bro, I didn't kill like three frogs already.
Where?
In these niggas' rooms. They outside, but they be in their room. They be in the room. But yeah, we got frogs and shit. It was like three frogs in our room, boy.
I killed two in my room. I killed one in the bathroom.
Fact.
And I had to kill.
Yo, cause me and Nadra, we roommates and shit. Me and Los Alin, we roommates and shit, bro. Yeah. That shit was right behind my soap. The shit that this nigga killed. If I was in the shower and that shit happened, I probably would have fell on that bitch and broke my neck motherfucker.
I don't move my shit out of here. Like, I don't do frogs.
No, frog, and they really be in this bitch. Like, the window could be closed and they'll be in here, though. Like, it's like, I feel like this shit infested with frogs, bro. Like, this shit really got to change out here. Like, this shit is wild, son. For
hey,
real, like.
Hey, shout out to everybody who made XL Freshman, though. Like, for real though.
Okay.
For real though. Like, I look up to all them niggas, especially all them niggas. Like, y'all my motivation, cause I'm trying to be like.
Nah, Drew, that's one place I could gotta disagree with you at. XL Freshman been some bullshit for years. Them fucking rappers they put on there.
I understand that, like, they be fucking up the list and shit. Cause, like, I feel like they did my nigga Famous Dex wrong. Like, I was listening to Famous Dex all middle school. Like, they had my nigga fucked up. He should have been XL Freshman a long time ago. Like, that shit was crazy. Like, I remember when he went live and all that shit. I was like, damn, that shit fucked up. Like, that nigga put so much work into his music. And his music was that popular at that time. He didn't get XL Freshman. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's, yeah, they fucking, they XL Freshman, like, for years. Since, like, I say about 2012, they should've been fucked up. Like, even put white niggas on there who do not deserve a fucking opportunity to be there. But yeah. But yeah, that shit crazy as fuck. But yeah, back to these fucking frogs and shit. Do we need a motherfucking exterminator in this motherfucker? Because why is shit in my room and the window closed?
Yeah, I close my shit tight. Frogs still be coming in my shit, bro.
For real, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? It's frogs coming in my shit for, man. Like, that shit really be wild, bro. Like, that shit really is fucking infestation like crazy, bro. For real. And, bro, this is one. Because Ashley and Misha, they already know, bro. This is one fucking nigga we be getting food and shit from. From the food truck. He, like, bald-headed. He wearing glasses and shit.
And he a pervert.
He a what?
Pervert.
Yep.
Who bald?
Who y'all talking about?
The nigga from the food truck that be,
Oh, that nigga is a pervert, too.
Because let me tell you what the fuck this nigga did.
That nigga be looking, bro. That nigga be smiling at niggas for no reason. I'm like, what the fuck you looking at, nigga?
but nah, this nigga's a creep. Well, I ain't gonna say he a creep, like he gonna be on no weird shit, but I can tell the vibes he give. That nigga's a fucking creep. Let me tell you, this nigga did. We all eating, me, fucking Misha, and Ashley, we eating at the fucking calf and shit. This nigga fucking, it's like a little room that separates the calf and the, it's like a little reserve section, but it got like a window where you can see the calf in the reserve section. This nigga came through the window and was right by, the window was right by where Ashley was sitting. This nigga was peeping the window and knocked on the, Ashley looked, she was like, oh shit, it was that nigga in the window. Looking right in that bitch at Ashley. I'm like, yo, what the fuck this nigga on, bro? But don't get me wrong, like, nigga cool as fuck. But yeah, niggas be on
that
really
awesome. Nigga with, thanks for my car today.
hey, any features, hit my phone.
Oh, yeah, true.
For sure, email, anything, DM me, Instagram, if you need a feature. I fuck with you, for real.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Type shit, yeah, hell yeah, same. Cause I do, I'm an upcoming rapper myself. Niggas already know what the fuck going on. But yeah, any features and shit, bookings, man, y'all goddamn fuck with a nigga type shit. But yeah, how y'all feeling about as far as it goes, like we goddamn politics and all that shit?
Fuck them.
They're like, nah, fuck all that.
I'm a next president, goddamn.
Right. My president is black and my Lambo is motherfucking blue, nigga.
Hey, my president Barack Obama. I don't know who y'all president.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. But yeah, man, we gonna end this motherfucking podcast right here, bro. But this is episode 2, Max and Friends, feel me? We out this bitch, nigga. 1.